Hi, I'm Lee Waters. I'm director of the IWA, and this is a special podcast for the Constitutional Convention. I'm joined by Cathy Owens, a former government special advisor, now heading up the public affairs agency, DARAIN, and by Calvin Jones, professor at Cardiff Business School. What is the purpose of a UK level of government, Calvin?
The purpose of UK level of government has traditionally been to take useful resources from the UK periphery and feed them into London to the benefit of elites living in London. Whether that's what it should be doing is an open question. It's done that less since the Second World War. We've had more balanced settlement, whereby some of those resources have been then fed back to the poor regions. But historically, effectively, that the UK is an imperial structure, even within its own boundaries.
So you think it's inherently unfair?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, Cathy, what do you think is the purpose of a UK level of government?
See, that's the thing. Everybody you ask is going to have a different view based on what their politics are. And for me, it starts and stops with redistribution from the centre. We have 25% less public fund, less income, GVA per head, here in Wales. If we're independent tomorrow, we'll have 25% less to spend on health, education and public services for the people that need it most. So for me, that's where it stops and starts in terms of if the UK government does not effectively redistribute from the wealthiest parts of the UK to the poorest parts, then I think we've got a serious problem.
So for both of you, the UK is fundamentally about economics. Now, I just wonder, as we have the debate about the different parts of the UK and how they fit together, and we think if we're going to have a level of UK government, what does it do? Are there other things you think are important to be done across the UK? So it's the same wherever you live.
Yes, obviously. My first answer was deliberately broad brush. What the periphery gets back out of being in the UK is a range of things. Certainly shared service provision, the BBC is a good example of that. You know, if you had 10 BBCs in the UK, they'd all be rubbish, as opposed to one reasonably good one. There are elements of redistribution of kind of welfare I've already spoken about. The problem is, when you think about the cultural aspect, for example, I think it's difficult to argue that the average Welsh person is any more culturally affiliated to the UK in terms of attitudes and so on than is the average Australian or Canadian. So if you're talking about Anglo-Saxon values, which I think we all share, liberty, equality and so on, or it's largely French, then you don't have to be in the same nation to have those values. Cultural values can be very easily shared across borders. Obviously we've seen lots of concern about the way defence has been imposed, if you like, by a certain portion of society on the rest of the UK in terms of policies we follow. So I think it's outside of the way that the UK operates economically, it's difficult to see what else it does. And of course, looking at the debate around the Scottish referendum, nobody talked about anything else. The proof is in the pudding. Really, the BBC and so on was very much a secondary argument when it came to who gets the oil and how much the oil is worth. And I think that shows how dominant the economic argument really is.
Again, that's so coloured by politics, because I think a lot of people have actually quite, in Wales, have supported defence policy in a number of different areas. We'll also disagree with many issues, but have voted for a certain direction. I think it overlooks the fact that quite a lot of people in Wales like being part of the UK, like being part of what it represents in terms of a national culture, like being part of how it plays a major role on the UK stage. So I think for everybody who has a slightly different politics, there's a slightly different view of the role of the UK government.
Okay, thanks both. Now, what do you think the role of the UK is?